Yerushalmi Masa Sheni, corresponding to Bachoyres, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin at the beginning of Masechet Masa Sheni, Daf Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. Masa Sheni, a Moichinoisoi, a Mamashkinoisoi, a Machlifinoisoi, Lo Shaklin Kenegdo, Lo Yoma Adon Chavir, Yerushalayim, Helech Yain, Retainli, Shemen, Rechain Shakol Apeiros, Avanusim Zelazer, Matnas Chinam. The Mishnah says that Masa Sheni, one may not sell it, give it as collateral, exchange it, or use it as a weight. In Yerushalayim, one should not say to his friend, take this wine and give me oil. And the same is true for all other fruits, but a person may give his friend a free gift of Masa Sheni. Masa Behema e Moichin Oisoi, Tomim, Chai, Vole Balmum, Chai, Veshochut, e Mekachim Oisa Isha. As for Masa Behema, one may not sell it alive and unblemished, nor blemished whether alive or slaughtered, and one may not use it to betroth the woman. Habachor Moichin Oisoi, Tomim, Chai, Ovalmum, Chai, Veshochut, e Mekachim Oisa Isha. A Bechor, the firstborn animal, one may sell it unblemished if alive, or blemished whether alive or slaughtered, and one may use it to betray the woman. One may not redeem the Kedusha of Masa Sheni onto a token, onto a coin that is not spendable, or onto money that is not in his possession. And the Gemara says, Masa Sheni e Moichinoisei chule, e Moichinoisei mipnei shekosaboy Kedusha. The Mishnah said, Masa Sheni, you cannot sell it. One may not sell it because the Pasuk ascribes it Kedusha, as it states in reference to Masa Sheni in Vayikra, Pechal Zayin Pasuk Lamed, any tithe of the land, whether it be from the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, it is Hashem's, it is holy to Hashem. In Mashkinoisoi, Mipnei Shekosa by Bracha, one may not use it as collateral, as the Pasuk refers to it as a blessing from Hashem, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yudala Pasuk Chof Dalad, for Hashem, your God will bless you. Ketzad ein moichinoi, so liyema adam lechaveiro heilecha es amana hazeh, shal maase sheni, v'ten li boi chamishim zuz shel chulin. How may one not sell it? He shouldn't say to his friend, take this 100 zuz of maase sheni and give me 50 zuz of chulin. Man tana ein moichinoi soi uvmeya, b'am b'kub yuda, b'dinu shehi muta lemoichoi, mikar v'choyme. Mayim truma shehi asu lezoim muta lemoichoi, maase sheni shehu muta lezoim, ein adin shehi muta lemoichoi. Who is the Tanna that says that one may not sell it? It's Rabbi Meir, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be permitted to sell based on a Kal V'Chomer. If Truma, which is prohibited to non-Kohanim, is permitted to sell, then Masa Sheni, which is permitted to non-Kohanim, will certainly be permitted to sell. Lo Yim Amrith, but Truma Sheni Ta'una Mechitza, Tanna by Masa Sheni, Shu Ta'una Mechitza. The Gemara rejects that. No, if you say it for Truma that doesn't need to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim, would you say it for Masa Sheni that does need to be eaten there? Bikurim Yechichu Shen Ta'una Mechitza Umuta L'Moichram. The Gemara reinstates and says, no, Bikurim proves it, as they must be brought within the walls, but they may be sold. Lo Yamad Bikurim She'ena Tofsin, Estimehem, Tome B'Masa Sheni, Shu Tofis Esdomov. The Gemara rejects that. No, Bikurim are different, as when they are sold, their Kedusha is not transferred onto the money. Shvius Teichiach, Shu Tofis Esdomeh, Umutu Lemeicha. The Gemara again reinstates and says, no, Shvius proves it, as the Kedusha is transferred, but it may be sold under certain conditions. And Rabbi Yudan, Mizu Mechirosa Shal Shvius, he Chilula. And Rabbi Yudan rejects it and says, no, Shvius is different. The sale of Shvius is actually its removal of Kedusha. And the Kal V'Chomer about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is ultimately therefore refuted.